Ms. Headley, I'm told that your inspiration for this work came from a literary argument, an argument over how to translate one word in the Beowulf tale, and it's one of the most vital words in the whole story.
Yes, I was sort of wandering through research about Grendel's mother, and I happened to run across something that's pretty well known in the scholarship on Beowulf, which is that the word used for Beowulf, for Grendel's mother, for Grendel, and for the dragon who ultimately kills Beowulf is the same word. For Beowulf, it's the masculine. For Grendel's mother, it's the feminine. We have a lot of debate over how to pronounce this because there's no spoken text for Old English, but it's Aglika. And the word means, in the early English translations, it was translated for Beowulf as hero, and for Grendel as monster, and for Grendel's mother as wretch of a woman or hag. And so, but it's the same word. And so that is clearly a choice. That's somebody saying, that's what I think of a woman with a sword. And that's what Grendel in Beowulf in the original is monstrous. He's really big. He has claws. Grendel's mother doesn't. She's a woman with a sword. She's a woman who fights. And she's also, the words that describe her are probably related to being noble. She's a noble woman. But none of that ends up in the translations because that's not as good a story for our culture. So I was really interested in thinking about, like, okay, what does that word really mean? And there's a lot of scholarship about that. The word probably means formidable or awe-inspiring. It's also used to describe the venerable Bede, who's a scholar. And it's in talking about how impressive his scholarship is.
So have we been getting it wrong all along?
Yeah. The translations in the 20th century of Beowulf are really wrong upon wrong, because the scholarship about the terminology dates to the 70s. People have been talking about this for a long time, but I think that the way that the translations have run, they've been mostly male translators looking back and thinking, okay, well, I read that guy's translation and he's really a major scholar. He's really smart. In the case of Tolkien, for example, who studied Beowulf for 40 years, he was working on a translation for a very long time. And obviously he's brilliant. But he really received the idea that Grendel's mother was a monster, and it was tempting to him. And I think that a lot of people went back and looked at his work and thought, well, he would know. And that's a tradition that we've had throughout translations of texts like these.